anyone have a testimony they'd like to give? You do? Did you make a gesticulation of some kind? Yeah. Oh, you didn't? Oh, I went like this, and then I thought I saw your hand go like that. Oh, are you sure? You sure you don't have one then? Maybe this is the Lord.
I could share mine.
Oh, he could share his. Okay. All right. I always figure, you know, if the Lord's doing things that he should be giving credit for, there should be some room to talk about it. Right?
You're right. My testimony is he's right. Is this righty tighty lefty loosey? Okay, yeah. Shabbat shalom. So, I guess one of, yeah, maybe I'll just run through all the testimonies that just come to mind, right? But this week, God did something in my life, which, surprise, surprise. But for the past two semesters of doing all the wonderful, invigorating grad school that I've been involved in, it's been pretty hard on my sleep schedule, and I recently, I think within at least the last two or 3 weeks, developed a mild insomnia that would not allow me to actually fall asleep at all or for any extended period of time. Getting 1 to 2 hours of sleep a night is not great for me, but that's what I call it. I would say that maybe severe insomnia is just having no sleep at all, but maybe you might equate 1 to 2 hours as having no sleep. But as of Wednesday up until this point, for whatever reason, which I attribute to God and his mighty, awesome power, I have been able to fall asleep almost on command, just anytime I want. There's a bed. Hey, let's go to sleep. Boom, done. I'm asleep. So I would just like to give praise to God for that. And let me think if there's any other testimonies. Perhaps a testimony to God's work in my life over an extended period of time, increasing my speaking abilities, so to speak, as a public speaker here at the pulpit or wherever else it is that I'm supposed to be speaking. But I was asked recently to go to SUNY Ulster by a previous counselor I had there to give a speech on anything, centering maybe a little bit on the history that I've had with SUNY Ulster and the TRIO program specifically, and then also where I went to school afterwards. But I felt that it was a good opportunity to also give a sort of encouraging message to those people about the free choice that they have in their own destinies. And so I gave that, even though I was still suffering from the flu, I gave that on Wednesday. And the president of SUNY Ulster heard me and spoke to my counselor, who then relayed to me that they're thinking about having me speak at graduation, which I wasn't expecting, but, yeah. I believe that I've come a long way in, in terms of my presentation skills, and there's a little bit more to say about that, but I think I'll open it up for all of you who definitely have testimonies and want to come up here, right? Great.
I introduce myself again, since most of you know me, but my name's Don. I just want to really thank God for opening doors for me. Last Wednesday, I was at Crossroads Church, and I was supposed to be there to help serve the homeless. And I'm kind of homeless myself. I'm living in a group home. And the pastor introduced me to this woman, and she was the owner of Texas Roadhouse, and she hired me on the spot. I needed a job really bad. So starting Monday, I'll be training to be a server, waiting tables. I'm very grateful. I want to get off social services. I'm tired of costing society. I was in prison for 32 years. I can't even imagine what that cost. And before that, I worked for AT&T and owned a home, and I'm used to being independent, so I'm very grateful to God for opening doors for me. Pray for me that I'll do a good job. And my supervisor, the owner, she's going to, we call it Sunday school over there, Sunday school and church tomorrow. She likes Pastor Frank, and she wanted to hear him speak. And I don't think she's really a believer, so her name's Kyra, so you could pray for her. Thank you. I'm very, very happy to be here. Thank you.
So just a small thing. I've been praying a lot about my workplace and for my the kids that I teach and the coworkers that I work with. And I just think God is answering a lot of my prayers there. And I have a lot of kids who come to me and just want to talk to me, and They end up asking me about God questions, and well, at least one kid in particular asked me about some things, and I gave him my answers, and I thought I had a something from that God wanted me to say to him, so I said it, and so that's been in the last month or two, and it's just. Really encouraging to be able to be there and not necessarily just be an amazing teacher. And I'm not saying I am. I'm saying, you know, it's great to just be there and love the kids. And you know, the reason I said amazing teacher is because I know I don't have to be an amazing teacher. It's just that I can be there for the kids, and that's what matters in the end. And so, yeah, I think God's been answering my prayers there, and I think I'm being a light to the my coworker who that's another story. Is I have a new coworker teacher, and we're working really well together, and I'm really liking it. So that's it.
Hi, everyone. Wasn't really planning on coming up here, but we'll see how it goes. I think the testimony that I have is that God has been teaching me about open and closed doors. I recently applied for a music festival that I wasn't sure if I should apply for it. It wasn't very clear what God wanted me to do. I ended up applying for it and not getting in, which I think was probably one of the best things that could have happened to me, because it taught me that I can make these decisions and I can go about life my own way, but if I'm seeking God, he's there to guide me and to close doors that needs to be closed and to open doors that needs to be closed, that open doors that needs to be open. I think that also, it's been, you know, a rough couple of weeks for me recently, and I think also God has shown me that even though I do struggle and even though there is a lot of hard things going on in my life, that there is freedom in drawing near to him, because when we draw near to him, he draws near to us. So, yeah, I guess that's my testimony.
So as some or all of you may know, I attended a Toby Mac concert this Wednesday, and I went not exactly sure if I would enjoy it or not, to be honest, because the drive felt long and some bouts with security with other people were just felt very off-putting. I honestly wasn't sure I was going to be able to enjoy myself once the concert started, but I got there, and 2 hours later, after all the opening acts had been on, and Toby Mac came on, and I stood, and I worshipped with all of my heart. I sang my heart out, and it felt like a spiritual cleansing, and I now feel like there is a river of hope and peace that is residing inside of me. And I happened to mention on Friday at the children's program, I happened to mention to Juliana that I had a sense of calm about me that had come, I thought, from the concert. And she joked with me after, as it was a very busy day, she said, "How's that calm going for you?" And and I said that even though it was frenzied, I still feel it. And I also think that the Lord is going to allow me to use Toby Mac's music to speak to the librarian. And I'm so thankful for the experience. It was lovely. And I feel more focused on the Lord, and I feel more able to be patient, to wait. And I'm very, very thankful.
Well, I have great news. Me and my sister Jackie are getting along. And I'm praying by that, because every time we hurry and get together, we're like, But last couple of weeks, I think I went with Friday, though, but her and I had a good time. We didn't argue at all. We had a good time. We talked. We had fun. We had dinner together, for Shabbat dinner, and I just loved it. I just pray for more for that, because I just love my sister Jackie so much, and I want more relationship with her.
I wasn't going to say anything, and then I was over there. I was like, you know, every believer should have a testimony, and I do have a testimony, and I was just thinking about what specifically I have a testimony about. But I was realizing that I just had the word expanding in my brain, and I felt and know that God is expanding me in ways that I've never kind of felt before. A lot of times I'm the one that's super quick to say no and, you know, want to keep my time, and I think maybe perhaps it's partially some of Craig's influence of always being the one to say yes, and then I'm always the one to say no, and we're kind of complementing each other in that way. He's learning to say no more, and I'm learning to say yes a little bit more. But I've just found that, like, there was a day last week where, not last week, or the week before that, where we were just about to go, we were preparing to go to Long Island for a trip, and my friend called me, and she needed to go to a meeting, and she asked if I could watch her daughter. And Craig had work to do that evening for school, and I knew it was going to be a huge sacrifice, but we both were just like, yeah, we're going to do this. And it was really tiring, it was really tough, but it was just like the Lord gave us what we needed to be able to do that. And so I think that my encouragement to you all in that is, something the Lundgrens have been saying for years is, when you say yes to God, he grows and gives you what you need to be able to do the things of him. and you grow yourself in being able to do that. The more you say yes to God, the more easy and less of a sacrifice sometimes it feels to say yes.
I was laying in bed. I said, should I, should not? You know, it was very hard to get up. I left the city, New York City, at 10 a.m. I came back from Florida a day before, and I was just exhausted. But I guess the Lord wanted me to be here to hear the young people get up and give their testimony, because I do have a burden for the youth and for the representation of believers out there in the world, and I'm very grateful to be here. Thank you.
Well, additionally to what Goldie said, I mean, I went to the concert she did too, and I had earplugs in, and I slept for the two hours of opening acts, which of course is not optimal to do, all you music people. I'm ashamed a little, but I was really tired. It had been a long, we hadn't slept much the night before, and I was glancing over to her. She was not next to me, and I noted her hands up for the better part of an hour, if not an hour, and I was thinking, wow, I haven't seen that amount of stamina in her since before July. I mean, maybe not even then. And I sensed that on some level she was being ministered to, and I was pleased. And it was in a really kind of unusual setting. This was up in the Times Union Center. It was an enormous stadium, and generally, I should say, she's rather ill at ease in such a large format. But I felt like she was able to focus, and it was good for me to see. Additionally, in the past 2 weeks, her primary care physician, which she's been under, for anyone who doesn't know, she's been under care for since last July to do with tick-related stuff and Lyme and who knows what else. Gave us sent a note that she was leaving the area, which was kind of hard. But there has been a sense, and especially this past week, we had our last appointment with her, that, you know, that the Lord is the one always who's kind of overseeing these things. And I was not expecting necessarily to be, I mean, I like Toby Mac, he's fun to listen to, and I think that he has some good things to say, but I wasn't expecting it to have the kind of impact that I think that it seemed to have, and I'm just thankful for the opportunity to go. And that's not to praise Toby Mac particularly, it's just to say that I think he was open to be used vessel. And in this case, it was encouraging to me. Anyway, that's what I have.